Call today.
Live, we're launching into hour number three of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. We give them away. That again, freetalklive.com. By the way, somebody had asked during in our Amplifier Only chat room during the break about what happened to my MySpace profile because it just disappeared off of their top eight on MySpace. And
it did?
I deleted it today.
Okay.
You did?
Yeah.
Just, any reason? Just tired of it?
Just, okay. Do you have a MySpace account?
I do,
Turner? Okay.
Yeah.
Then, for those of you that don't know, MySpace is this hugely popular social networking site where everybody can create their own profile for themselves and fill it out with whatever personal information that they want to.
I think it may have jumped the shark.
It has jumped the shark for sure at this point. It is on the decline in its popularity, and I would say one of the reasons why is because there's a huge problem with spam.
Yeah.
Huge. And this was my number one reason for leaving. Now, the Free Talk Live profile is going to stay up until further notice. I have no intentions of taking that down.
I think I'm linked to that one.
But basically, with my personal... See, I have my Free Talk Live profile, and then I have my personal profile.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, with my personal profile, since I was linked to the Free Talk Live profile and a bunch of people had seen the Free Talk Live profile, inevitably they came and clicked on me, and they wanted to add me as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do on MySpace. You go and you ask people to be your friends, and you can send messages and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And so when somebody would, as a public persona, the guy who runs Free Talk Live, you don't want to say no to somebody who wants to join your little personal profile.
Right.
So inevitably, every single person that sent a friend request, I would approve. And that would go into my little friends area. And by today, I took a look, and I had 500-plus friends on my personal account.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, a good chunk of these people...
Yeah, they're bogus.
Right. A good chunk of these people that want to add you as a friend are actually robots.
Right. Some hot girl that sends you nothing but sex sites.
They're not even hot. They're not even hot girls. They're just average-looking people.
I wish I could post my pictures here, but I really, if you click on this site, you'll see more.
There's so much. There's just so many different types of spams out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I personally could not possibly take the time to send a message to everyone that wants to be my friend on MySpace and say, hey, just checking to see if you're real, you know, and then, okay, then they're okay, they're real. So then I can go ahead and say yes to them, but I have to say no to the other people. It's either all yes or all no's, and I don't want to go all no's. So at this point, I'm tired of seeing the spam all over my comments, so I've yanked my account. I'm done.
Well,
sorry about that.
Yeah, it's disappointing. I understand what you're talking about with MySpace.
I must not be the only one, though, because like you said, Mark, it's dropping off.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, see, with my MySpace, I do it mainly for music, for bands, and then I go in and I'll listen to the bands, or I'll have a little recorder and I can record them in mono, you know, sort of like taping them off the radio in the old days.
So you don't have the same problem that
I do. Generally, but I see the stuff all the time. And I'm like,
but
it's
all over our Free Talk Live account. I mean, almost every comment on there is spam. And I can't turn it on to approve every comment. I just don't have time for that.
No, you don't. Yeah.
It makes me want to get rid of the Free Talk Live account, but that one I'll leave up because we've got this little thing that plays the last episode whenever you go to the page. And the page itself is okay, and it's got decent information on it, but just tired of it.
It's tough.
So there you go.
Yeah.
And the Free Talk Live page is a public page.
Right.
People don't have to be your friend to get any kind of advantage on the page.
Right.
It's just a way to collect friends, really. So you wouldn't even have to approve friendship.
I'll do that. That doesn't take long.
You
just mass approve friends to that account. And I've already turned off emailing. I made it so people can't email the Free Talk Live account. And they can't email
me. That'll save you a lot of time.
Through MySpace. Just because I was getting spam emails,
lots of them. You know, they'll know. They can go to the Free Talk Live website. They can do it through
email
there.
Through
that's
there.
Fine.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone calls. You can take control. Let's go to Jimmy in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey guys,
what's on your mind?
Well, about that MySpace stuff, you know, you got to report those fake profiles. There's a little link.
I don't have time for it, man.
Page.
I don't have time. There's so many of them that I just don't have time to spend in MySpace trying to help them run their system better.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually.
My time is valuable.
I didn't think about it that way.
And you know, I have to say, just to interject, especially when you work in radio or anything that's really, really time sensitive, you become, I don't know if you guys, it happens with you guys, but you become a master at maximizing your time down to like the microsecond. If you know that you've got 30 seconds to do something, you can multitask and do all these different things at the same time. So for me, actually going in, like if I get a spam MySpace thing, it's from some girl, Alicia, you know, she's got short, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, that picture is exactly like another picture that I was like, you know, it's gone. And if it's something I don't recognize, unless I've solicited it, I'm not even going to bother. I'll just forget it because if just to click on the picture is too much of my time.
But it's on the way out anyway, Jimmy. I mean, so this is just, I'm just one of many who's fed up with MySpace and have said screw it.
Yep, yeah, it's, you know, MySpace and AOL
totally
now.
Right about that. You know, they need better systems of making sure that robots can't register for stuff like that. I mean, like,
well, to be fair, we did utilize a robot to make the Free Talk Live account more popular. So we're guilty of using a robot. However, what we did was we went to certain groups on MySpace and like interest groups that we thought would agree with us, like marijuana legalization, gay rights, libertarian groups as well, and we targeted those individuals with a message that just simply invited them to check out our profile and learn more. But I mean, the spam has just gone crazy to where the comment sections are just loaded up with spam messages coming in left and right. So I don't know if that's quite as spammy as what some of the other people are doing here. I don't personally think it is.
I don't necessarily think so. If you come right off the bat and you say, you know, right up front, This is what we're about. This is what this message is about. We're trying to become friends with you because
right.
we believe we have a common interest. Whereas, you know, these spam bots that we're talking about, they just create a profile and they try to friend you and they try to look like just some random other person. But
yes.
if you look really close at their profile, it's like, oh, mm-hmm. they're trying to go.
And then they post a comment about penis pills.
You know, they're like, oh, yeah, come see my webcam at this other website.
Now, there's these robots out there on the Yahoo Instant Messenger that want to talk dirty to you.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen these? What are those about?
Oh,
why?
I haven't
why
seen
do
any
they
that.
Exist?
That's weird.
I ask them strange questions in order to get them to you know, to see what they say, just for fun. But
wait, I thought you valued your time. You're talking to robots.
No, that's Gardner and Ian. I'm sitting here on A Bum looking at weird pictures of the internet while I talk to you. I just like to see what's going on. But the Yahoo IM, I can't figure out what the profit motive is. I've never taken it to the end and talked dirty to one of these things because it seems kind of sad and pathetic. But
inevitably, they'll give you a website link.
You think so?
Like, come see my pictures
here. That may be the case, or you know what it could be? It could be some prankster because like the software that does the AI for that stuff is freely mm-hmm. available. It's an open source project. It's called Alice.
Okay.
And, you can get that software and run it right from your own computer.
Now, wait a minute. What is Alice?
It's Alice. It's an artificial intelligence you can install on your own personal computer to talk to other people using your instant message account. You know, like if you wanted to leave the room for a couple minutes or something like that, and you didn't want your, you know, your lonely, depressed friend to think that you'd left them or something like that, you just put it on to
so
talk to them while you were gone or something. But
talk dirty
like,
to them.
It could just be some, you know, person sitting at home, you know, in his parents' basement. He's 45 years old or whatever, and he's, you know, getting his jollies off of, you know, messing with people.
It could be. You're right. It could be anything.
That's, yeah, so, I mean, there's always a possibility for a profit motive there, but that's not necessarily the case.
Well, I wonder how many of these you get, Mark?
It's happened a few times, just a few times, maybe a half dozen times since I've been on the internet and had a Yahoo account.
Because I don't get them.
Well, if it gets really bad, you can actually get a plug-in for if you're using, like, some of those multi-IM products. You can get plug-ins that do, like, a challenge to the robot and says, you know, if you're really my friend, the first thing it does is before it even pops up the message on your screen, it says to them, if you're really my friend, you'll type my first name.
Yeah, I was actually just being told about that via one of my producers here, and you know, that sounds pretty good. I didn't spot that option when I was poking around. Maybe I just didn't look close enough because my general attitude was, I've had enough of this happening.
Yeah.
So I just got rid of it entirely. Maybe I'll go and recreate an account.
I don't see that it's that beneficial to there was a time when I felt like MySpace was beneficial to the show.
I don't feel that way about it.
And we were growing via MySpace. I don't see that happening anymore. I limit my time on MySpace because I feel like it's a time sucker.
Yeah.
And I limit it to once a week. And I don't even get that many messages
Jimmy,
anymore.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the info. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. You can bring whatever's on your mind. Hey, still to come, we never got to your coal story, Gardner.
Oh,
so
right
hopefully
on.
We'll talk about coal. I know, that's really exciting, right? Coal.
Well, Gardner talking about it.
Oh, that's true. Well, that's cool. If Gardner's got something to say about it, it'll be good.
Okay.
We hope. Now we've really built it up. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 14, 2007, spot gold 670.80 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $692.37, $347.82 for half, and $174.11 for quarter ounce coins at $692.37, $347.82, and $174.11. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know Jingo Solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line in here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners awaits. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo. to prove that they listen to the show. Now, we've actually updated the shrine a couple of times without much fanfare. A couple of our ladies have sent in updated photos, and I've just sort of put them up in their place because that's what they had requested me to do. But really, we haven't had a new shrine submission for about a month or so.
Yeah, I was thinking about that on the way over, and I thought, wow, you know, the shrine is just one of the neatest ideas. It's a great idea, and the women there are so cool. They all look really hip and with it. They're just really neat.
And they're of all ages, too, which is also really cool.
Yeah, so congratulations different to types those of women. Absolutely. Get in touch with me.
So shrine.freetalklive.com gets you to it. Wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that has gained world attention. Nevergetbusted.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun, the amplifier line, to Paul in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. I'll try to make this quick. Do you recall the fabulous radio show you guys had when you had a situation occur with the gentleman at the police, BBS?
Yeah, Law Enforcement Forum was that show, yes.
Okay, and then during that segment, Mark was, like, really on the Constitution, and Ian, you said something to the fact that, you know, I don't rely on the Constitution. Do you recall saying that?
Sure, yeah, I don't rely on the Constitution. It's just a piece of paper written by a bunch of men a couple hundred years ago. I go by what's right and wrong.
Okay, and I do as well, but this is what I suggest today. What I suggest today is that the Constitution is nothing more than an agreement between us and the government. And if you and I had an agreement, if Paul and Ian had an agreement, mm-hmm. and I went outside the agreement, you should have a recourse, right?
You should.
Right. Okay, well, we don't apparently have a recourse today to go, you know, to go and seek a grievance against the government.
Right, well, that's because we don't have an agreement.
Okay, then what is the Constitution to you?
Piece of paper written by some guys a couple hundred years ago. See, where's the agreement between me and them?
Here you get into the idea that you give your tacit approval that you will live under the guise of the Constitution if you're living in the United States of America. And that's sort of tough for a lot of people, and I think particularly for you, Ian, to accept that concept, to say, well, because I live here means that I've given my approval to the Constitution. I didn't sign the Constitution,
nope,
you might say.
Certainly
right?
didn't.
Yeah. So I don't know if that does that cast any better light on the subject?
Yeah, it does. But let me ask you this, Ian. Is there anything in the Constitution that you like?
Well, the Constitution is a document that created the government, supposedly. And it essentially sets out, it doesn't tell you what your rights are. It simply tells the government what your rights are and that they should not be violated. Of course, there's no penalty for them violating your rights, as you pointed out. So, really, there's not much that, I mean, I like some of the concepts as far as the right to bear arms and the right to freedom of speech, and I like the outlining of all those rights, but, you know, it's a document that creates a government, and I myself am completely opposed to the concept of government because it's a coercive agency with a monopoly on force, and
okay.
I can't support that.
Okay, would you say that the Constitution was a document to try to limit and control government?
It sure was. They tried.
Okay.
They really
okay.
did.
With that said, and we can come to that agreement, you guys were talking about just recently the privatization of you know, personal business, meaning that if you and I were to do business, what right is it of the government to come in and get involved in our business?
Right.
Indeed.
Okay, well, what I believe what's happening now is that there are so many people out here, and I'm one of them. I have to side with Mark. I back the Constitution, and I believe in it just because of the intent to limit and try to control government.
I used to be like you, Paul. I used to be a constitutional guy through and through, for sure. And then I just came to the realization that it's not an agreement. So I can't.
I have to agree with you there as well. But for the mass people out there that don't even think this in depth about it,
right?
The writing is on the wall. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if any one of you three would disagree with this. That when that police officer got into an argument with Mark about, the Constitution should be rewritten. We're in a different era. The bottom line is this: it hasn't been rewritten,
right? Mm-hmm.
And two, if all these state agencies, these Homeland Securities, are saying that if you mention any parts of the Constitution, you're now a domestic...
An enemy.
Yeah, an enemy. Come on. This country is being taken over.
That's
sure is.
It's Paul.
Yeah.
Paul. Yeah, Paul, that's one of the things that really ticks me off the most about this. I can, in the abstract, argue, as Ian does, and agree with Ian, that the Constitution is not legitimately applicable to those people who have not signed it. Some people can make the abstract argument that if it creates a government that is a limited government that is supposed to allow for checks and in against attacks by others, then it would be acceptable to all. But let's just say that I don't necessarily think that the Constitution goes far enough in reducing the size of government, or I don't think it applies to me because I didn't sign it. One of the things that really annoys me is we're dealing with people who are supposed to be swearing an oath to uphold that document. That's why we can use this against them, because they are such massive hypocrites that they don't even want to bother when they say, oh, I'll uphold America, the United States, the U.S. Constitution, and they're empty totems to these pinheads.
Mm-hmm.
They could care less. They use it as toilet paper, and they try to use it to maintain their power. So we'll use it against them, because the Constitution, as you say, as it is written, if they are to accept it, it is very restricting on the power of government, and it bothers them when we bring it up.
But then you get to the issue of interpretation of the Constitution. So you may have somebody that'll come right out and say, yeah, I think it should be rewritten. These are new times. But then there are others who will say, well, you know, it just depends on your interpretation. And according to my interpretation, then this means that the government can control guns. And this means that the government can do this. Well, this clause, if you take this to the interpretation, so then, you know, does it really matter what your interpretation is? Because, Paul, your interpretation isn't the one that's being used in Washington, D.C.
But that goes back to what you were saying, what's right and what's wrong. See, the more tools that we have, and that's what I believe the Founding Fathers were trying to accomplish, was that the more tools that we have, meaning that somebody can sense between right and wrong. And the Constitution is one of those tools. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because to me right now, the governments, and I speak federally and locally, right now, they do not, that document does not exist to them.
It's a dead letter, right.
It's a dead letter. And if the mass majority understood that that's how they think, there would be an uprising. However, they have to suddenly put this out there to see, like the Alabama website, see how quick it went down? They want to see what's going, how the American people, it's a test.
Yeah. That's an interesting postulate. That's very interesting. And, you know, there are enough of us out here to cause these guys enough problems. They don't like to face us in the public arena. And particularly here in New Hampshire, when these guys are running for president, we get to ask them these questions all the time. And what really bothers me is there are media resources that could pay attention to this stuff. And it's just as media a story as any. And they don't. They
right.
don't.
And, you know, I agree with you, Paul, that the American people have a certain reverence for the Constitution. But the problem is when you try to use the Constitution, I've run into this so many times, and thank you for the call. The problem is when you try to use the Constitution as your defense for your position, they just take those same words, interpret them differently, and use that same document as their defense for big government.
I mean, look at the Supreme Court. They've spent the last couple hundred years just ignoring
the general welfare clause, the interstate commerce clause. More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871, or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between, we've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. I was a little late in sending out an update. I was supposed to do it over the weekend. Just was so busy. But I announced our newest radio station, WSTP, via our update today, and we are going to have at least two new stations to announce coming up sometime, probably Friday or Saturday.
Awesome.
Really
Thank
cool.
you to the Amplifiers.
Thank you to the Amplifiers for contributing via the AMP program, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. But also thanks to those of you who've taken the time, and you don't have to be an Amplifier to do this. All you have to do is have a phone. Those of you who've taken the time to call your local radio stations, talk to the program director there and tell him or her that you would like to hear Free Talk Live. Or, if you already get it in your local area, tell them thanks for airing the show and maybe ask for all six nights.
Yeah.
So that also makes a big difference. And if you want to learn more about calling your local stations, go to localfact, that's localfaq.freetalklive.com.
Do you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they are experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets.
Let's go to the phones. Ladies first, it's Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon.
Hey.
There's something that came out in the news. I didn't know if y'all heard about it or not, but
I don't know. We haven't heard from you in a while, Paula. I thought they got you.
No, anyway, Time Warner had a secret meeting with the Postal Department.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to stop the freedom of press.
Oh. Time Warner, wait. Time Warner is trying to stop the freedom of the press
in tandem with the post office? They had a secret meeting with the postal people, and they upped the amount of the postage because they were trying to stop the newspapers from coming out.
And newspapers aren't mailed.
Not all of them.
Most newspapers are delivered by a guy in the back of a truck, or in the case of where I live, a little boy who walks around, who, by the way, I think is underage as far as working is concerned.
Well, there's other papers that do send out, you know, articles on their papers in the mail. And the thing is that their thing was to stop the freedom of the press.
Well, I think that probably the only time the papers get mailed is when you're sending them to somebody who's outside of the city.
Like a Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a lot of newspapers out.
It certainly would affect that.
Are you serious, though, Paula? I mean, come on. Who would really believe that a postal rate increase was...
exactly why they did it. They had a secret meeting.
They've been raising rates forever. They raise rates every year.
The reason why they're doing this, it was in the... Get on the American Free Press website.
Yeah.
That's a questionable source at best, Paula. That's questionable at best. And I thought you didn't have internet access.
I get the American Free Press.
Oh, I see. You get the actual paper.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Garden, you had a question?
But people were calling in from all over the country. The rep said that they were calling in from everywhere saying people weren't getting their newspapers, that they were getting by mail.
This
was happening to not only them, but other papers, too.
Well, okay, so why is it you think this is going to kill the freedom of the press? Why?
They don't like the people getting the truth. I think that's what the whole thing is.
But you're saying they're trying to make it too expensive for these small papers to send their stuff out, and
it would be bigger papers, too, because a lot of people order papers by the mail.
But, Paula.
Yeah, but the bigger papers aren't going
to
be affected by
Paula, them. All they have to do is raise their subscription rates a few cents a year, and they've got the extra money to cover the shipping.
Yeah, you'd have to pay more, okay?
So, in other words, that would drive people higher
on the newspapers also.
And that would drive people to the internet.
See, Paula's, she knows the internet exists, but I don't think, Paula, you really understand. Have you ever been on the internet before?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
How much time would you say you've spent on the internet?
I don't know. I'd go down to a friend's house and get one. But
would you say that the freedom of the press is restricted on the internet?
I think that they do try to take people off the internet when they have a chance.
Yeah, well, there have been some people that have been taken off the internet, but no one who would be considered the press. I mean, there have been people posting threats online. I think those people have been taken off the internet.
Some hackers have
been taken off the internet.
Let me see if I can apply a little my logic to this, or what I'm thinking about, Paul. Paul, let's say that hypothetically this article is right, and the Postal Service was in collusion with a Time Warner. To raise these rates to knock out these newspapers, right? That would mean that the Postal Service would have more customers sending stuff out or fewer customers sending stuff out. They would end up having fewer customers sending things out through the
Postal Service. They said the Bilderbergers were included in this.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second. But thinking about there are a number of factors. But so that would hurt the Postal Service because they would have fewer newspaper customers buying postage to send out their newspapers. So
the Postal Department is hurting because a lot more people are on the internet now.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly, and that's exactly what I'm saying.
Though, they want to stop the papers from coming out to people. The Bilderbergers are crazy.
Wait. Paula, the point that I'm trying to make is if Time Warner is trying to knock out competing newspapers and drive people away and go to the internet because subscription rates would have to be increased when the postal rates go up, then the Postal Service, what is the number one competitor for the Postal Service? The internet.
Yeah.
So the Postal Service would be driving people to its number one competitor.
Yeah, they're
not
going to kill
their best interest.
I mean, it's not going to kill freedom of the press. It's just going to make it more expensive to send things through the mail, which is what they do every other year, Paula.
But the cost of living is going up every day.
Absolutely,
and
that's true.
People won't be able to afford to even get it.
The only thing
I don't
can
get
say
papers.
Is that
I don't subscribe to papers because it's just a waste of money, as far as I'm concerned.
You know, I'd have to say, Paula, they're probably just being greedy and wanting more money to run their little organization.
Yeah, they're sick. The Bilderbergers are sick.
Bilderbergers are sick. But I'm not sure they're in charge of the post office.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, the thing is, get on the website for American Free, and the article's there.
Okay, all right. But but here's the only thing I just want to add to be fair. You could hypothetically say that the Postal Service was willing to take a chance to lose all these subscribers and lose even more money, because every time they lose money, they get bailed out somehow by the federal government.
They're losing customers quite a bit, because even the one
okay.
we have here.
You know what, Paula? There's actually some real news behind, like, your story is partially true, but you don't quite have
it
together.
Just check into it.
I will, and you know what? We're going to talk about it here in a moment, so stay tuned. Thank you for the call, Paula. 800-259-9231 from the Boston Globe, a little bit more of a reputable news source than the American Free Press.
The American Free Press may be quoting them.
The smaller magazines across the country, such as The Nation, American Spectator, and The New Republic, could end up getting a bad case of what postal officials call rate shock. The cause is the USPS's dubious plan to raise the price of mailing periodicals come July 15th. The Nation says its cost could jump by $500,000. But this isn't just whining about the rising cost of doing business. This is a clash pitting big-time publishers against small journals that enrich the public debate far more than their modest budgets suggest. The new rate increase is based on a plan devised by Time Warner. So again, factoid, part of what she's saying is true. The mammoth publisher of more than 100 magazines, including Time, People, and Fortune. Not surprisingly, Time Warner's plan is generally considered fair to the kind of large circulation magazines that Time Warner publishes, but smaller magazines say this plan would force them to pay a higher percentage increase than large magazines. More troubling is the fact that the Postal Service itself proposed a different plan that would have spread the increases more evenly so that small publishers would have paid less. But the service's board of governors, appointed by the president, opted to go with a modification of the Time Warner plan, delaying implementation until July so the Postal Service and publishers would have time to adjust to the new plan's complex pricing. So this is more than just them increasing the regular first-class mail rates. They're increasing magazine rates as well, and apparently there's some unfairness going on here.
That
now,
makes sense.
You know what? It'd be easy to feel sorry for these magazines, but hey, you do business with a monopoly gang, and you get what you get. And in the case of doing business with this particular monopoly gang, this monopoly gang happens to favor big corporations over the little guy. So are you shocked and surprised when the big corporations get the breaks and the little guys get the extra rate increases?
Where's Lysander Spooner when you need him?
But it just costs so much to send through the other services.
I understand that, Mark, but that my point still remains. You deal with the monopoly, you get screwed eventually.
But the monopoly screws up the marketplace.
That's exactly right. More coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about this and your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first,
until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. Though we would like you to support the show on a voluntary basis by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done about 380 of our listeners for as little as $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. You know, those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month just to get into their websites. We give you all the content up front for free and simply say you like it all, you like the show, help support us, send us $3 a month. Do it at amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The money doesn't go to paychecks. It goes right back into promoting the show. It gets the show on more radio stations. Like we had 4 new stations sign on last week, which is
so
unprecedented in the show's history. We've never had that many stations in 1 week, and we just had a new one sign on today, as a matter of fact. And all of this can be directly traced to the amount of money that we've got coming in for AMP. And thankfully, it keeps going up, which is a good thing.
That's great.
And you get some perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in line chat room and forum. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We make it easy. You can either do it out of your PayPal account, out of any major credit card. And there's some alternative methods as well. But really, you sign up, you don't think about it again, and you help Free Talk Live every single month spread the message of freedom and liberty. amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it is Mike calling from Ireland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Sorry, what's on your mind?
My connection might be a little bad, obviously, because I'm
all right,
a little
actually.
Far away.
Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I was just calling to make your audience aware of the new Patriot Act bill for Ohio, the Ohio Patriot Act, which will allow police to arrest anybody in public. They cannot prove an ID that they live in the state. And
you must show your papers. Welcome to America.
Exactly. It was written in the papers as the Gestapo bill. But
I was just going to say that this whole thing contributes very strongly to the constant dialogue that we have about conspiracies versus non-conspiracies. And it just seems like whether it's a conspiracy or not, we're heading in one direction here with this fear of immigration, the fear of terrorism, which is show us your papers, we're going to inspect your business and find out who's working there, you better have your documents.
And they've done an amazing job of getting so many Americans to wave the flag along with these proposals to say, well, if you're a good American, you'll show your identification. And there's plenty of Americans out there that say, yeah, keep them out of here. I'm happy to show my ID.
Yeah.
You just tell me whatever to do, and I'll jump through all your hoops.
Is this legislation that is currently pending, or is this something that is on the books now?
It arrived on his desk this morning.
The governor of Ohio.
The governor of Ohio, and he's expected to pass it, they believe.
So in this legislation, if you do not show ID to anybody from the to a cop when asked for it, they will arrest you. And
that is correct.
Are there any other things that you'd want to highlight about this?
And just for the fact about all the thousands of people that are going to be heading out to the beach this summer unknowingly, you know, with their swim trunks on, forgot their ID at home, and under this law, they might be arrested.
I guess they're going to learn their lessons the hard way. Why might I ask, as someone who lives in Ireland, are you from Ohio originally? Is that how you're keeping up with things?
Yeah, yeah. I left in 2005. As a disgruntled citizen, basically, I didn't have the strength at the time of you guys. I was just fed up with everything that was going on in the country, so I moved to a different place.
Wow, how do you like Ireland?
Oh man, it's great. It's great. I like every, you know, U.S. person coming to Europe. I found myself living in Amsterdam off the bat, but you can only take Amsterdam for so long. But Ireland's beautiful.
So now Ireland, isn't it subject to the United? I mean, that's part of the United Kingdom. So aren't they subject to all the terrorism rules over there that the Parliament comes out with?
No. Actually, I'm in Southern Ireland in the Republic. So
yeah, they got their independence, so you don't have to worry too much about it there. If you were in Northern Ireland, then you'd have a little more to deal with. Of course, you have EU. Hey, can you tell us something? I know that Ireland recently reformed a lot of its tax rolls, and that might have been one of the things that drew you over there and lifted a lot of regulations from businesses, and that other EU
I thought
nations,
that was Iceland.
Was that Ireland?
No,
Ireland. Ireland. Yeah,
Ireland's
they're doing
in the
great.
Top 10 of most financially free.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they've been really reforming. And I know that other nations like France and other places were saying, oh, we want Ireland to increase their taxes because we can't compete. Is that correct?
That's correct. Like, currently Ireland now has like a 50-year tax abatement in some regions for foreign businesses to move in. 50
wow.
years of no taxes, that's a pretty big deal. So a lot of the other... other countries are a little upset with us.
Poor other countries, poor babies. Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. If you ever get fed up of Ireland, come on over here and join the Free State Project.
You know, I find it amazing because most of my relatives, Mark and I were speaking about it earlier. My last name's Goldsmith, and I went to BU, and a lot of people are Jewish at BU
right.
Boston University, so everybody thinks Goldsmith's a last name. It's actually English and Irish. It's one of these names like Smith or Naylor or whatever. It's a professional
I
sort
see.
Of thing from
so
from,
it's not Jewish then.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's not. But it's weird because our family comes from Ireland and England, so on St. Patrick's Day, we look in mirrors and yell at ourselves for our own oppression and terrorism. But it's interesting to think that our relatives came over, some of them, from Ireland, and now it's kind of interesting to think about going back.
They're going back, yeah.
It's bizarre.
Well, I think there's still a good chance here in New Hampshire as far as freedom
absolutely.
Is concerned, and I'm willing to
keep
stick it
going.
Out. Let's go to the phones, talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist on the Amplifier line in Tennessee. Hey, Gene.
Hello, I heard you guys talking about my favorite newspaper, American Free Press.
Okay.
I'll put my American Free Press up against any newspaper out there. I've been a subscriber since before it was the American Free Press. It was the Spotlight. I think I've been a subscriber on and off for about 30 years, and I've seen stuff that they would report in that paper that doesn't get reported on in the mainstream press for like 6 or 8 months later, but eventually they do pick it up.
Maybe I'm confusing them with somebody else. I thought that this was an organization that had sort of a white separatist tinge to it. Is that not the case?
They've been painted with that brush, but they don't. I have never ever seen a white separatist ad or. I think I've seen some ads, you know, ads, but you get goofy ads in all kinds of papers. But they have never had a white separatist bent in their articles. They've always been pro-freedom, pretty much. I mean, you know, they go for the immigration thing, just like Ron Paul does. Ron Paul's article is printed in there on a monthly basis, I believe.
The Texas Straight Talk?
Pardon?
Texas Straight Talk?
No. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's the one that it is. And they've got other good writers in there, and they do cover the Bilderberg meetings and stuff in there, which are extremely interesting meetings of the movers and shakers in the world. And they have their man who manages to usually break in somehow. He doesn't break in necessarily, but he manages to either sneak in or get inside information from people that are serving tables or whatever in there, and sometimes they'll smuggle out some of the documents. And they do some real reporting instead of like the newspapers today that all they do is just report what they get off the wire.
There you go.
And they were the first.
Maybe I was maybe I was misinformed. I guess just because, I mean, they've got some questionable advertisers. But and you should take every news, everything you read in the news with a grain of salt. If I wasn't clear on that, then I apologize.
Well, that's true. There are some things in there that I disagree with. Of course, I disagree with everything a little bit. But they've been anti-income tax since the 70s. They've exposed how phony the income tax is. They've been anti-war all this time. They've been anti-Iraq war, anti-Afghanistan war.
Good to know.
So they're a good paper.
Gene, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. So there you go. So Gene's a subscriber, apparently.
Apparently, maybe we should give it a second look.
Yeah, maybe so. 800-259-9231. Gardner, we just to summarize the Cole story. What's that all about?
The Cole story. Let me grab this.
Because I doubt we'll have
for
it for next week.
Yeah, here's the deal. Anybody who is familiar with, is anybody here or in the audience, if you're familiar with the Rural Electrification Program.
Isn't that what Johnson was using back in the 60s to give the hillbilly power?
It's a humongous boondoggle. It was started by Roosevelt in 1935.
And about 45 seconds.
Forward. Okay. Essentially, what's going on is the Office of Management and Budget wants to end loans for new power plants and limit loans to transmission projects in most rural areas, but the powerful National Rural Electric Cooperative Association deployed 3,000 members on Capitol Hill last week to push Congress to keep the program intact, and guess what? It will remain intact. We are going to continue to give extra low loans to rural areas so they can supposedly get electricity. And it was all started to help farmers and coal people.
Yeah, but now it's all the rich people that want to go live out in the middle of nowhere think they deserve to have power and deserve to have water and all those other things at your dime.
Proof that no government program ever goes away.
Oh, man.
There you go. But we're going away for now. We'll be back tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm